Thank you, Rosh Kol, for inviting me, and thank you for inviting me to come here this morning. Many people are wondering why we are here. What is the purpose of Yarchei Kala? It's very nice that we have a legal holiday, and we have a series, and we have people that are coming here and exploring sugyas, Dinei Malchus Sedina. And the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that we should have a Yarchei Kala specifically in Parshas Shemos? There is many things that could have transpired. It could have been in Parshas Vayechi. Why is it specifically Hashem chose that during this time? And I think that there's a very powerful lesson that you could see in two places in Parshas Shemos, specifically in Anfang, in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Rashi tells us, Be'ele Shemos HaAnashim, and the Rashi is quick to comment that although Yaakov went down with 70 people, we only say the 12 Shvatim that went down with Yaakov. So l'chura, the shaila is, Manushach, if you're going to tell me Shmais B'nei Yisrael, so just like we did in the previous parsha, we said everyone, all 70 people, we should recount them again. Elamai, you're going to tell me there's some Gevissa Inyan, there's some special reason why we dafka have the 12 Shvatim, so what is that? So Rashi tells us something very peculiar. And he tells us, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that we recount the names of the Shvatim? I'll tell you why. They're just like the Kaichavim. They're just like the Kaichavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see the stars and I want to count them. Laharis chibosan, to show my tremendous love and affinity towards the stars. Therefore, for you too, Klal Yisrael, each one of you, I have a special affinity and affection towards as well. What's Rashi saying? That's very nice. Hashem loves stars and he counts them. I mean, well, okay. And then we talk about the servitude that Klal Yisrael is serving in Mitzrayim. Okay, what's going on? It's a very puzzling Rashi. And secondly, we find that when Dasan and Aviram, later on in the Parsha, are fighting, the Torah tells us, Shnei Ivrim Nitzim. They are two people who are Jews. They were fighting. Rashi tells us, Zalzavisin, you should know. You know who these people are? Who Dasan va'Aviram? It's Dasan and Aviram. Okay? That should be the end of Rashi. But Rashi continues. He says, you know who Dasan and Aviram were? They're the same Dasan and Aviram, she'asiru haman. They're the ones that left over the man when Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you can only have the man per day, and they decided to be wise guys and hold it for more than what was allotted to them. That is what, I mean, Chila, but if I was writing Rashi, I would say, you want to know Dasan and Aviram? What? These are the same Dasan and Aviram that in the future they want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't want to say that. They were the ones of the instigators with Korach and his rebellion. I mean, there's a lot more things you can write about Dasan and Aviram holding the man. Nunu. Okay. I mean, what's so bad about that? And you're talking about over here that they were fighting, and this is the same people that are fighting. What is, first of all, one is Beinam Lechaver, one's Beinam Lamakam. What in the world is Rashi telling you? He's telling you like a thing. He's introducing to you Dasan and Aviram. This makes absolutely no sense. So we were thinking to say the following, based on what the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Leib, Shteyman Zatzal said in the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar, and based on that, the Divrei Torah that we're going to say is L'ili Nishmasai. He was very clear in his Tzava that he wanted no Divrei Hesped to be said. So, Divrei Hem Zichronam, that when we mention it, that should be a kiyum of what the Rosh Yeshiva wanted, but also to give an Ilui for his Neshama as well. Rav Aaron Leib writes in his Sefer Ayelas HaShachar, he says the following. He says, every star has a tachlis. Scientifically, if a star were to collapse and it would implode, it is not in a void. It creates a vacuum whereby a black hole will be created that even light cannot escape from that. It wrecks up the whole fabric of how the universe is when a star collapses. So a star should never think to himself, what am I? I'm just a star. Exactly. And if you decide that you're going to peter out and become nothing, you now, it's not only that you are now gone, but you're also causing a rift with everyone else around you, and subsequently, things change as a result of that. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying a very profound lesson, in Parsha Shemai specifically. You should know one thing. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael should never think to himself, I'm a nobody. Who am I? I'm a nobody. No, you're not. You're a star. Kipshuta. You're really something great. You're something that is so good, you give a light to everyone that's around you. And if you think to yourself, if I were to just move myself away and become nothing, and I go to the corner and not do anything, I don't make a profound difference. Yes, you do. How many people went to Rechev Chazon Ish Chamesh and they got so much chizuk? They got so much direction in their life. They walk into their home, very worried and not knowing what will be. And yet they walked out with tremendous chizuk from one man, how he was able to understand the needs of the generation and able to do that. That is a real star. And every one of us has the achilles to do that. We shouldn't say that it's the other people that could be great. I could be great. I could be a star as well. And that's why we talk about the beginning of Parsha Shemais. It comes a time, Kal Yisrael is about to serve in a dark galus. We say to you, you should know one thing. You're just like a star. You are great. Every yid has the capacity to bring the geula. Every yid has the capacity to make himself a better person and not be samech on the surrounding culture that's around them. And that could possibly be why we specifically say, Dasan and Aviram, they're the two people who are fighting. They left the man. You know why? Possibly we could say, because they demonstrated a fundamental lack of emunah. Only somebody that has a lack of emunah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you man every day, you think, I know better, I'm going to store it to the side. You will also be somebody, Rashi's telling you the hint, you will also be somebody that will come to blows with another yid. If a person is ma'amin be'emunah shleima, that this person that ba'avled me, we're not talking about that he didn't ba'avl you, that person that ba'avled me, did something wrong against me, is not a shliach from Hashem, it's not them themselves, you wouldn't be upset at that person. Because you know it's not really them that's doing it. And you wouldn't come to blows. So Zelda Rashi, Rashi's telling you, how could it be these two people, Nitzim, Ivrim, Nitzim, how could they be fighting? That's Dasan Vaviram, that's Shasiro Haman. They were the ones that left over the man because they had a lack of emunah. When a person has a lack of emunah and doesn't realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a person that unfortunately will do the worst things possible because they were lacking Ben Adam Lamakam, Memela Ben Adam Lachavera as well was lacking as well. And that's possibly how we were thinking that we come here to a wonderful Makam Torah, a place that is open to everyone on all levels, to steig and grow under the great leadership of both Rosh HaKadolim that I personally know for many years and Chaverim that are here. You're seeing a group of people of B'nai Aliyah Kipshutai that want to grow and make everyone a star because they themselves are stars. And they represent the best of B'nai Olam L'Makam and B'nai Olam L'Chaverai. And that's why Baruch Hashem, this is such a phenomenal place to be. We're so lucky to have such a place. I consider it a singular schus to at least be here just for a few hours and just to be part of the Chabura and see people who are learning Mamish with the Rizcha D'Araisa. It's such a schus. And I implore all of you, it's not just legal holidays that you should be here. You should be here as much as you can. You can chap around in a few more minutes. Ask the Yom Galayt are here for us. They're here for us to grow, to become stars. Enhance your Ben Olam Malkum. Enhance your Ben Olam Chavera. It's here for us, for the taking, for us to become great. And I would like to conclude with the following story. Exactly 7 years ago, 7 years and 3 days ago, in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, one of the few Tanesim that could transpire on an Erev Shabbos is Asar B'Tevis. So Tavshin Ayin Aleph was a Asar B'Tevis that happened to be on Erev Shabbos. And in B'nai Brak, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ryan Leib was at the Friday night Suda, and his grandson was attending who was there with him. Now, as everyone knows, the Rosh Yeshiva was not somebody who ate a lot, but what he did eat, it was with a prescribed specific amount. So he had a certain seder that he ate every single Friday night, and that was he had a tiny bit of fish, a little bit of soup, a little bit of the main course, and Birchas HaMazon. So when he came after the challah, the grandson went into the kitchen to bring the fish, and the shiva said, I don't want fish. Skip it. We're going to the soup. Going to the soup? No, Zaidi, I'll give you... No, skip the fish. We're going to the soup. Now, this person knew this is right after Atinus, okay? And this is 7 years ago. So the Shiva was 97 years old. He wasn't a young man. So he's wondering what in the world, you know, he has to give it. He said, now I'll give the Shiva. Suddenly, this grandson says, why is he saying this to me? He helped. probably saying this to me because it's right after Atinus. He knows I'm here to help feed him. And most probably, the few seconds it's taking me to feed him the fish, I could already have gone home and broken my fast quicker. So I don't want the fish. The grandson was thinking, that's probably what he's thinking. So he went, Zayde, he said, but it's okay, we could serve the fish, I'll break the fast in a few more minutes, I'm all right, I'm young, I'm okay. He says, okay, fine. And he gave it to him, so he hit that. But who thinks of that? Imagine that, 97 years old, after Atinus, Erev Shabbos, this is what you have to eat anyways. The answer is, when you're thinking of other people around you, that is what you are. Your essence is another person. How does one become that? When you become great through Torah. The only way you do that is by becoming a star, somebody that wants to become great. Let's enhance our ben adam lamakom, let's enhance our ben adam lachaveray, and indeed we will say that the reason why the Arche Kala started on Parsha Shemais was to tell us this lesson, become a star, enhance ben adam lamakom, enhance ben adam lachaveray. I consider it an honor to be here. I'd like to thank Rav Tzvi Englander to be a part of the Chabura, and the Rish Kael, and well as Rav Asher Chachuel, who is at the head of this, and as well as Rav Zelig Krovatsky for asking me to speak. Thank you for taking your time to hear me, and we should all be zeicha to Be'ez Hashem, the greatest ge'ula, which is that of Bias Mishiach Tzidkenu, v'mheirah v'yameinu, Amen. As always.